Army Insider. My name is Callie Martis alongside Colin Campbell and Jack Davison, and we are excited to bring you some more sports news here at North Catholic right on the podcast. And first, guys, we're going to start off with football. North Catholic with another big win over Quaker Valley last week, 49-0. Shut them out. Trojans are now 4-0. And just, guys, another dominant performance from North Catholic's offense and defense.
Yeah, for sure. It's awesome to see, Callie. Like, it's been every offensive performance has been, like, stellar, you know? So it's really exciting, and I think that does give them, like, a really good chance against a better team. So it's fun to watch, too.
Yeah, Cole. It was very exciting to see the defense show out today, because against the Blackhawk game, they were very sloppy with the tackles, and they let up a lot of points that they shouldn't have. And so to see them not allow anything, give the goose egg to the Quaker Valley football team, it was just a great showing overall.
Yeah, for sure. And Joey Felitsky completed 9 of 11 passes for 217 yards and 5 touchdowns, including 3 to junior Will Waskowitz for 540 and 23 yards. And just saying those stats, those weren't the whole game. The starters were out, before the end of the half, just because, I mean, dominance.
It was 42-0 at half. So that says it all right there. It could have been 100.
It could have been, probably, yeah.
For sure. And I think it's great, too, that Coach Russo puts in the underclassmen. Mm-hmm. You kind of get a preview of what the team's going to look like in the next couple seasons.
And it helps those kids that aren't getting the big-time minutes. Like, they get used to being under the varsity because it's so different than a JV game, you know? So, like, getting that experience is huge for them. And, yeah, for sure, it helps for the next year up and coming.
And we look now on the other side of things. The Trojans will face McGuffey here this Friday, homecoming game here at North Catholic. And McGuffey's just having another rough season. Mm-hmm. They haven't won a game yet. They dropped their game to Central Valley 49-6 last week. And their only points were from a 6-yard run by Driston McAnilin. And it's just tough to watch for them. And, it's always hard because last year kind of was the same thing.
Yeah, 2 years
as well. Right. Yeah.
But I think all the guys, our North guys, they're still excited. You know, it's the homecoming game. Like, no matter what team you're playing, it's a different energy. You know, kids are going to be there. It's going to be a fun atmosphere for sure.
Oh, I agree, Colin. You know, homecoming game is always, you know, one of the biggest games of the year if you take away senior night. But, it should be a good one. Another chance for North Catholic to show off their offensive ability and maintain their shutout defense they had last week against Quaker Valley. And we also had Tommy Arth on the podcast as well here. We're going to go ahead and jump into his interview and see what he had to say about the start of the season for the Trojans so far. And we are joined by senior Tommy Arth on the North Catholic football team. Tommy, thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Obviously, a great start to the season for you guys, 4-0. And kind of how does it feel to start the season undefeated, and what has been the key to the team's success so far?
I mean, it feels so good to be 4-0 right now. And I just think the key is just the brotherhood that we have on the team. Like, everyone plays for one another, and we're all just doing it for each other, and everyone wants to win, so it's a good thing to have.
And would you say there was a specific moment or game that really brought about this confidence that the team is playing with?
I think last year with the Elizabeth Forward playoff game, that was really like the thing for me. I just felt like even though we lost, we all came together and we all bought into like the idea of what it takes to be like a championship team, and we all played great. And that's what I think it was for us.
Yeah, Tommy, the 4-0 record so far is really great. It's a great way to start off the season. But how do you stay focused at this point and not get complacent with a winless record?
Every game, every practice, I feel like we just go in with the same mentality that we have to get better every day and nothing changes. And obviously we have a lot tougher opponents coming up with Imani, not this week, but next week. And every week, we just got to keep pushing ourselves.
Yeah, speaking of Imani, is that really next opponent that you guys are looking forward to?
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to get through, obviously, 1 week at a time with McGuffey this week. And then Imani the next week.
And how would you say the chemistry has been in the locker room this season compared to last season?
I just think, obviously, like I mentioned earlier, the brotherhood is there. And then everyone wants to play for each other. And no one, like, all we care about is winning. And that's, like, our true focus and goal, no matter what it takes.
And what are some adjustments or things you've been working on in practice since the start of the season that have really paid off?
I feel like learning our plays is very important because then it allows us to play fast, and we want to play as fast as possible, especially on offense, to get as many plays in and like keep the defense on their toes.
Yeah, I'll say your two-minute drill, quick huddle. Offense has been very good so far this season. And so what are the goals that the team has for the rest of the season?
Our goal is a state championship, number one, and an undefeated record. That's my goal. I really just feel like we have the talent to do it this year, and the way that things are going, it's been looking good so far.
And you guys are set to play McGuffey in the homecoming game this week. What's the team looking to do here?
So we're looking to fire on all cylinders with our offense and defense. Both we're hoping that we can do good. Hoping for a lot of touchdowns, some great plays on defense. That's just the hope. Give the fans something to cheer about.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's definitely gonna be a big crowd tonight. And moving forward too, you guys are starting to have some tougher opponents in Imani Christian, Avonworth. How do you guys prepare for those after playing some middle of the road teams to start the season?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely just keep the mentality there of a championship football team. And don't take any practice lightly. Don't get complacent, like we talked about earlier, and just keep it pushing and keep playing hard.
All right. Well, thanks, Tommy, for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, thank
you, pleasure
guys, for having
you.
Me.
Yeah, good luck Friday night.
Thank you.
And, guys, that was a great interview from star senior Tommy Arth on the football team. And, you know, he just had all positive things to say. He really talked about that camaraderie, that brotherhood they have on the team. And he said that's a big part in their winning so far.
And we've talked about that before, right? Like the camaraderie, how that's one of their biggest advantages. Like they've been playing together for a while, and even the new guys, like they've come in and they're best friends with everybody already. And I think that's like probably the most important aspect of any sports team is just like not hating your teammates. So, yeah,
that's important.
I know we've said this before, but 17 seniors on the team, great chemistry overall. Everyone's good friends, been working together for a long time, and it's great to see it all put together.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you also mentioned too, you know, you hear everybody say practice how you play, and that's been a big part for them as well. Mm-hmm. They're in the weight room as we speak.
Yeah.
They're in there every day, practice after school. And I just think the team has really been brought together, and, they're in to win it
all
this
in.
Year.
They're all in, yeah. And then I love that, too, because this is their year, I think. Like, if they had 1 year to do it out of the last 3 or 4 years, like, this year's clearly, like, there's something special about it.
I agree for sure. And we're going to move on here to golf. Whippeul individuals started for both boys and girls. First, I'll talk about the girls. They played Shadyside Academy in a quad match yesterday, unfortunately lost that one by 13 strokes. But today, started individuals and participating players are Riley Contal, Izzy Engelkay, Gigi Coafella, and Lizzie Fabian. And congrats to Riley and Izzy. They both qualified to move on into individuals. So great to have
That's some good breaking news right there. It's brand new. They just did it like probably an hour or two ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's awesome. And then on the boys side, they had sectionals on Monday, and I believe 5 out of the 6 players made it. I don't think not everybody brought their best game. It was at a Rolling Acres golf course out in Blackhawk, and I don't think anyone played that well. Just some stuff going on with the conditions, but you know, when you make 5 out of 6 guys are making it, like that's obviously an awesome sign. So and then Quaker Valley on Thursday this week. And that's for the section. So that's going to be a really awesome match for the boys and high hopes for the rest of the season.
I'll talk about boys soccer. So last night they beat Leechburg 11-0. Mm-hmm. starters were out of the game before halftime. I think it was about 10-0 at half. So good dominant win over Leechburg. And then tonight they also have a game against Valley, which should probably be a similar outcome.
I think that's another one, yeah, just like Leechburg.
But next couple of days they got Shadyside, which should be a decent game, better competition for the Trojans. And then they have their rival Deer Lakes, who they can't seem to get over, 0-4 in their last four games. And so hopefully this could be a good turning point for the Trojans.
I mean, yeah, Jack, that's going to be a test because you just had these complete blow-off games from the soccer team. We talked about last podcast, the 8-0 victory over Burl. Now you have 11-0 over Leechburg. So just another offensive showing from the Trojans. So like you said, it'll be interesting to see how they kind of, you know, carry that on into their Deer Lakes, which I guess you could almost kind of consider a rivalry.
Yeah, at this point.
May not be for Deer Lakes, but it definitely is for us.
Right, for sure, for sure. All right, and we head in to girls soccer. They just had a big 3-0 win versus Shadyside Academy. Simone Sharpless had two goals and assists, and Megan Heinbach had one goal as well, and that's a big win for the Trojanettes here this season.
Yeah, they really weren't sure what to expect from Shadyside. Hadn't played them at all yet this season. We're expecting a pretty good game and 3-0, decently close, but Trojanettes came on top. And yeah, it's just a great showing overall.
And yeah, Jules Truongo in the defense also had a shutout. So shout out to them. And the girls will face Valley tonight as well. So we'll see how that one goes. But yeah, another big win for the Trojanettes on the season, and excited to see what they do here moving forward. And then we also have girls volleyball. They had a 3-0 sweep over Butler last night, and the scores were still relatively close, 25-19, 25-22, and 25-17. And, you know, I spoke to Lauren Wrights today in class, and you know, she said they just played really well, and they were out of the gym a lot earlier from when me and you were there. They were out of there at 8:30 instead of 10. So
yes, they were.
You know, we'll take a quick game for that. And then Jack, you mentioned cross country heading to Hershey this Friday.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great trip. We head to Hershey on Friday, race Saturday morning, and then Saturday is also homecoming, so we're going to have to get back pretty fast. But yeah, we're definitely excited for that race. It's on the state course, so it's definitely probably the hardest course that we will run on all season. So it's definitely a test, but I think we're ready. Put in the work. Coach Tim Souders has trained us to his best of our ability, and we're going to do great.
So that's the course. If you were to go to states, that's where you run it? Okay, that's awesome that you get to go there.
At Whippeals, team-wise, we'd have to get top four. Right now, girls are ranked first in the Whippeals, boys second. Right now we're looking to reach that
point.
Who
are you guys behind?
Quaker Valley.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a lot of good runners.
Yeah.
Headed by Jonah Montagues, who plays third at the Red, White, and Blue Invitational, behind our two, Jack Steinman and Tyler Carroll, star runners for the Trojans. So it's going to be a good one against
them.
And then we also had senior night last night at our home course at Chatham. So it was nice to honor and show our gratitude to all of our seniors at North Catholic.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, it's always a nice ceremony honoring seniors. And but guys, I mean, the victories keep rolling here.
Yeah, they do.
For the Trojans across all teams so far in this fall season, and like we said, the big talk is the homecoming game this Friday versus McGuffey, and we'll see how the rest of the seasons play out here, especially as we inch closer to playoffs. Hard to believe we're almost there.
I know,
So
about halfway through.
So close. But that is going to do it here for episode 2 of the Trojan Army Insider. We thank you for tuning in, and we hope you'll join us next time, as I'm Callie Martis, alongside Colin Campbell and Jack Davidson, signing off to you from NCSN Sports Network.